shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hag.
Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeffa.
I'm Katie Norgren, and with us this week is comedian and former student. You just graduated, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're going to graduate soon. Mm-hmm. Still a student. Sam Choi.
Oh, yeah, that's a good credit.
Thank you for having me.
I thought you just graduated.
That's probably my most prestigious credit, only based on the fact that I've spent $40,000 to get it.
In Canada.
Right? Exactly.
Yes. Ugh,
like, yes. What on earth?
What are you studying?
English literature.
Oh, Lord.
I love being poor, and I love being angry about old white guys writing bullshit. It's my fave.
You're in the right place right now.
Right? Oh, my God.
You are in the right place.
I was at a used bookstore. I was at Carson Books on Main Street recently. Shout out to them. They're my fave. And I was browsing, doing my usual rounds, and I noticed, like, certain authors were missing. I was like, oh, like, Burroughs is missing. Oh, Wallace is missing. Oh, Bukowski's missing. They're all at the front desk because apparently somebody's been stealing the Bukowski novels.
Oh, because it's so, like, punk
and
so, like...
Yeah, because it's so cruel to fucking have a Bukowski novel that you stole from a used bookstore. A small, independent, local business. Like, I literally... I love literature. I love books, you guys.
So do we. Oh my God, did you get some reading done this? Oh, Chris, what did you do this week?
I forgot my fucking journal downstairs, whatever. Oh. I went to Gabriel Island for a week.
Ooh.
And it was lovely. And it turns out I spent more time hanging out with my relatives-in-law than reading books, which is, like, absurd.
Wow.
I, like, had conversations.
Wow.
And, like, hung out
you
with
felt,
them.
Like, engaging with people?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I know. It was all teens. Teens and preteens.
Oh, teens!
And
no!
Turns out they're all really good people. And so I'm like...
Sounds fake, but okay.
Yeah, no. I refuse to believe it.
I was telling Katie, I was like, man, I actually really like how teen boys dress these days. Like, they're, like, with the joggers, with, like, the tapered ankles.
I think that just means you haven't been in the straight dating scene in a long time.
That's very true.
Yeah. Because it's that look makes me want to die right now.
Well.
And Katie was just like, well, they all look like lesbians. And I'm like, that's why I like it.
Exactly.
And
props to the popularization of lesbianism for making teen boys so much more fashionable.
I know. And they all had really good haircuts.
Right.
Because they're lesbians. Haircut.
Yeah.
No. And it's really good. And so I was like, man, like, maybe I just, teen boys, they're fine. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I text Katie, I'm like, they're having a farting contest. This is horrible. I take it all back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, but they're, like, they're actually really nice people, all these little teens. Aww. They're, like, good. They rescue animals.
They care about the world and they want to make it better.
They're extremely kind.
They're
at the forefront
of, like, the fucking future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
They offered to do the dishes every night.
Wow.
Who are these people?
They're actually raised really well, it turns out.
Huh.
Or, like, maybe they're just inherently good. I don't know. Something in the water, though.
It's a mystery. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery.
So I was pretty happy. So I only read 3 books in a week.
Did you read the Rome books?
I read 2 of the Rome books.
Yes.
So I read the Emperor Trajan and the Emperor Hadrian ones.
Oh, I love the Hadrian one.
I didn't like it at first, and then I loved it.
Yes,
it
that's
so
exactly
good,
how I felt about
he,
it.
Like, Emperor Hadrian makes, like, a big shrine to his sweet gay lover, who's, like, a golden-haired, beautiful boy.
Of course, yes.
Who dies under mysterious circumstances.
Yes. So
spoiler
dramatic.
Alert for a 2,000-year-old story.
Oh, my God.
Actual history.
Amazing.
I know, and so I would, like, then I, of course, like, went on Wikipedia a bunch and, like, was like, how much of this is actually true?
Right.
And, like,
oh, he loved
so much
to bum people so much. He loved
they
it.
Talk about bum boys a lot in that book, and it's, like, how... If you fuck a young boy, it's totally fine and respectable, but as soon as it's, like, a 20-year-old freed man, that's
right,
absurd.
Right, then it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you just have to pretend, or you could fuck your soldier buddies, because that's just fine, but
sure.
If it's, like,
your bros,
hey, Catellus,
cool.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Let's just bro down.
Yeah, let's just fuck each other bros. Yeah,
yeah.
It's good. Yeah, let's just come all over each other.
Yeah.
That's a Gavin Mass joke.
Just come all over each other. Thanks, Gavin Mass.
Let's just, like, wrestle and then just, like, come everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
All over each other. It's
yeah,
great.
A great time.
So, anyway, so I read those and then one of my, like, porny summer reads, which is great.
Just we love literature, too.
Of course, yeah.
We love fine literature.
I really sincerely think that people who are, like, snobby about literature, like, oh, I'd never read anything but Nora Roberts are fucking... terrible people anyways, because those are the people who spend 12 hours a day on their Twitter feeds anyways. Who mm-hmm. cares? Like, just because you're cool, just because you're cool and pretentious and you support public radio doesn't make you better than Norah Jones.
Why Norah Jones specifically?
Well, I don't know.
You can listen to Norah Jones while reading Norah Roberts.
Yeah, exactly.
While drinking just a double Norah Norah's. Chardonnay.
It's just Norah's all the way down.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
So that was really lovely, and I went to the beach a lot, and I swam every day. Mm-hmm. I swam in the Nanaimo River, which was really lovely. I've never done that before. We went off-island for one day to, like, rinse the salt out of our hair in the river.
Yep.
And
so there's no, is there no running water at the
yeah,
place?
Yeah, no running water.
There's internet?
No, I just used my data.
Oh!
Yeah. Every once in a while, it would cut in and out all the time. So then sometimes I'd get, like, a pocket, and I'd be like, let me text Katie.
Which I'm so grateful for. I'm very codependent.
Of course, yes.
Or we'd go to the coffee shop, and then you could get free Wi-Fi there. Mm. Like, Gabriela is not, like, being in the boonies. It feels like it when you're at the little cabin that we have, because there's just, like, it's one room and then a huge deck, and then we just camp in a tent outside, and then you just have to, like, bring in jugs of water and shower and all that kind of stuff. You're brushing your teeth, like, out of a water bottle and... which is all totally fine.
Yeah, bucket showers. It's great. Yeah, it's a good time.
You have a bucket. You gotta do it. Do it in a bucket. It's good.
I didn't even take a bucket shower this year because there wasn't enough water because it's been so dry. So that's why we went to the river and swam around. I got to see past guest Noelle and her little her baby River. We took River down to the river. And River had never been in a river before.
I find that hard to believe.
I don't
like
I don't like that sentence. I don't like where it's going.
She's a beautiful little baby.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever. It was great, and I had a good vacation. I didn't realize how fucking stressed I was until
you unplugged.
Yeah, because I had a really sort of hard week at work. I had a very terrible encounter with a terrible person who came into my office and screamed at me and berated me and was very unkind. Mm-hmm. And so then, just the perfect icing on the cake, and I was like, I'm so ready to go now.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Then I just, like, spent the first few days of vacation, like, decompressing, and then I was, like, really depressed.
Just stretched and then let out a scream for 27 minutes. And they're like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah, exactly. So I was so depressed for one day. I'm like, I'm just gonna nap all day, like, by myself. And then after I came out of that, I'm like, I feel good.
Exactly.
Great. Great.
And I realized the metric for, like, feeling actually not stressed, I was telling Katie, was like, I had a glass of wine and felt like, oh, I'm so relaxed, it's great, and I don't need any more, as opposed to, like, slam the whole bottle until you feel the effects of it.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going until I can't think.
Yeah.
I love to do that.
So I feel like
I did that last night. If I'm foggy today, that's why. I'm a little hungover.
Oh, amazing.
Have a sip of my iced coffee.
Stop trying to give me your iced coffee, Chris! I don't like it without cream, because I'm a cream baby.
Oh, my God.
Cream baby.
I don't know why I said that.
Cream baby.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
I went to, let's just talk about my week immediately, just jump on into that.
Yeah, sure, I guess I'm totally caught up in, like, a whole week of
I just wanted to interject about how I went to a party full of East Van queers on Friday for hopefully future guest Bex's 32nd birthday. And it was super lovely, and the person who mans the barbecue gets the title Grill Daddy.
Of course.
Why so Leanne was Grill Daddy.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the
is
only
there an
time
apron that says Grill Daddy?
Literally the only time I've ever been comfortable calling someone Daddy.
Daddy.
Was Leanne as the Grill Daddy. So that's just what you just made me think of Grill Daddy.
Exactly.
Because I was like Cream Baby and Grill Daddy.
Oh my God. What does that family look like? Poor mommy.
Corn mommy?
Oh, God.
Is that what you just said?
That's the first thing that came in my mind.
Corn mommy.
I love corn.
Cream baby and Grill Daddy.
Grill Daddy, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A perfect summertime family.
This amazing woman I met in Portland, Jen Tam, she's a comedian and a performance artist, she created a festival called Corn Con.
Oh, God.
Where just, like, people got together, and she made white men sit and eat giant corn, like, cans of corn with a foot spoon.
Yes.
And that's all it was. And she wore a dress that was like a cob of corn, and it was a convention.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, okay, Portland.
Yeah, I want to go to that party.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Jen Tam is hilarious. She did a performance arts piece that I watched her do to all the white audience members of the super white comedy show, just singing, "You're probably a gentrifier," and holding a mirror up to their faces. She was perfect.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Color. to Gentam.
Gentam sounds way better than Fred Armisen, for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Guaranteed.
In terms of, like, a Portland representative.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of somebody who probably isn't gonna, like, manipulate you as a sociopath.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, when Elizabeth Moss says, like, you're doing a great impression of a human being,
yeah,
that really says something
when you come from Scientology and you're like, this guy's weird.
Yeah, that's, like, really scary, because she's, like, legit in Scientology.
Yeah, she's, like, full-on in.
That's why she's in The Handmaid's Tale. That's, like, HBO and, like, who's in our Scientologist Rolodex, and they plucked her out. That was what happened.
It's perfect.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's... Ugh. Straight men.
How was your week, Pam?
It was all right. Yeah.
Beautiful transition.
Pretty lax week. Yeah. This is my last sort of, like, hurrah of summertime freedom. Mm. Especially as someone who's, like, graduating soon also.
Right.
So it was just kind of, like, a very lax week of just, like, I'm trying to, like, get my life together. I've cleaned my house. I picked up my prescriptions. I did all this work. And it's just... exhausting.
It's the self-care that we often bitch about.
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
So necessary.
We'd much rather
God
be self-indulgent.
Right,
than self-caring.
Yeah. Self-caring is so hard and a lot of work, and I've been doing it a lot, and I will probably stop doing it by the second week of school.
Yep. Yep, that's how it do.
Are you feeling that, like, September is looming, and so it's just like, oh,
sort of
no,
damaging.
I mean, sort of, but also it's at the point now where if I don't graduate, I'm $30,000 in debt in the hole forever, so I might as well finish.
Yes.
I might as well just, like, not bitch about it, keep my head down and do the thing, which is what's important to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But...
yeah, I feel like once you've come this far... there's just...
you might as well.
You might as well.
You're like, fuck, I've already done it. I've already done so much. Like, if I leave now, then I don't even have a goddamn letter beside my name and just, like,
nothing,
no credentials.
B.A.
Bullshit administration.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to be the best office administrator in the world.
That's what I did. Mm-hmm. And then I graduated to being an academic advisor so I could tell people how to avoid my trajectory.
And yet here I am.
Yep.
Learn from my mistakes, children. Except
well,
you're doing a good job.
I like my life very much right now, which is weird because I didn't for so long. And now I'm like, wait, is this... happiness?
Oh, shit.
Like, this year I've just kind of, like, wandered into feeling good about stuff, which is fucked
like,
up.
Like, what the hell?
I don't trust it.
Do you ever get that thing in your stomach where it's like, oh, something's gonna go wrong, like, soon?
Oh, 100%
like,
of the time.
Just all the time, just being like, things are good, so I better watch out for signs of damage, and then I just start
freaking out.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
That's exactly what my brain's like. It's like, oh, things are good, something terrible's about to happen.
Yeah! Oh, one of my favorite family stories I like to tell people is one time, I was, like, 16 or something, just hanging out in the living room with my parents and my mom, all of a sudden, like, just looks up from her phone, looks over at me with a smile, and she's like, hey, Pam, and I just made eye contact with her, and I just looked at her, and I just, like, what do you want? What do you want right now from me? Because you would not smile at me otherwise. So, that's where I'm from. Pretty good.
What do you want?
Pretty fun. What do you want from
me? You just looked at me with love in your eyes, which means something's up.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it great? Isn't it a fun time?
It's beautiful.
Is it your family tradition in general to, like, over, like, hype, or, like, just
over-anticipate
disaster? Catastrophizing? Is that a word?
Yeah. I mean, we're immigrants, so you kind of have to. I think, is the survival technique. It's just to freak out.
Imagine the worst case scenario, because it might happen.
For
sure,
probably
already has.
Plan for it.
Yeah.
Make a whole bunch of contingency plans.
Although now, I mean, Donald Trump is in office, so what more could happen? I could die. Yeah. It wouldn't matter.
I think that's something that I felt the last couple weeks. It's just like, it's gotten so bad that it's like, what else? Whatever. Like, nothing is a surprise anymore.
Like, literally, like, do you remember when we used to make up celebrity death hoaxes?
Yeah.
Like, that was a whole era between, like, 2012 and 2014 was when we just started fake killing people because things were so nice. You know what I mean? Now it's like if Stevie Wonder is scheduled to achieve immortality by 2020, it'd be like, sure, sounds real.
Yeah, totally, he can do that.
Ugh.
He'll reach that high ground.
Exactly. Oh God.
That's a Stevie Wonder song, right? I'm so uncultured.
That's good. That's a good song about transcendence. I like
it.
Sorry.
What a time. What a time to be alive, you guys.
It's really, it's gotten to that point where it's just like, just live your life, I guess.
Yeah.
Just like, do what you can to alleviate your own suffering.
Just try to be a decent person.
And not to cause suffering to others. We often come back to that theme of just, like, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
But, it just really, it really feels necessary right now to be like, you know what, don't even try to, like, reach some kind of higher goal.
Yeah,
like,
don't even try to be the dude. Just be a person.
Yeah, what are you even striving for anyway? Yeah. Just, like, do whatever you
can.
The
worst has happened. Let it go.
Just, yeah, own up. You're fine. It's, well, we're not, but it's okay. We're not all right, but it's okay.
It's fine.
I mean, we're not telling people to, like, sit home and eat cake, but...
Oh, no.
Like,
be angry, but...
Yeah. Still do stuff, yeah. But
if you're like, I'm so tired, I need to take a nap, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't set yourself on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good yeah, times. Don't. Yeah. Great advice.
Good advice. It's
a advice show for the modern era.
No.
Oh, okay, stop stealing things. I will not.
That's amazing. Oh, guys. I've been watching a lot of RuPaul lately.
Oh, yeah?
It's been, I just found out that Out TV does streaming now. It's $3.99 a month.
That's cheap.
And they have seasons 2 to 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my God. They only have one season on Netflix.
Exactly, yeah. But they have 2 to 9, so I've just been...
just binging just crushing Drag Race? It?
Drag queens are so much better than all of us, you guys. I can't even, the viewers can't even see this, but I took off my glasses to wipe my eyes.
I love them. The viewers.
A sentimental one single tear just fell out of your eyes.
Yeah, just like
just because he thought about Katya Slamovichka a little bit too much.
Oh, she's just like my
she's
queen.
The only one I know of that is like super cool and stuff.
Everyone loves Katya though. Oh,
yeah, well,
her
she's
things.
The best.
Yeah.
It's been ages. The last season that I watched was with the, with Jujubee.
Okay,
someone.
So one of the older seasons.
Yeah, and I kind of stopped watching it because I found it slightly mean-spirited for a while or something, or there was just something that, like, didn't sit right with me.
I don't like watching people be mean to each other.
Yeah.
It's too much for me. I'm a very sensitive, like, as we've established, cream baby. Yeah.
And there's, like, the tension between, like, drag and then trans folks that, kind of, where I'm just like, I don't know where I feel about this.
I was reading an interview of Rue on Vulture where he was discussing the whole, like, drag versus trans thing, which is a very weird read.
And it shouldn't be a versus.
No,
like,
it really shouldn't
very
be.
Very separate things.
Yeah, but... and I think he tries to say that by he was saying that drag and trans are two different spectrums of the identity scale is because drag is about, like, irreverence of identity, saying, like, identity doesn't matter to me, I can be whatever
I
want.
Yeah, I destroy gender is
exactly.
a performance, let's hyper, like, expose how fake it all is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas
trans
is about authenticity.
Yeah, and having
that's
it
getting picked up all the time.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh God.
I just the first couple of times I was like, it's fine, but then I was like,
this stays off. This stays off. I just don't want to spill it. Is my thing.
No, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
I've spilled a bottle of water at least 6 times in here.
Oh God. I'm just a fidgeter. It's bad. I get like.
Oh, we should have a complimentary fidget spinner.
Yeah, guys.
Just be like.
That weird little sound in the background constantly.
I actually used a fidget spinner for the first time recently. I was like, this is stupid. And then I like started tilting it. I was like, I see why people like this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually very satisfying.
That weight shifting.
Yeah.
It's very fun. Mm-hmm.
I love gyroscopic things. What can I say?
Amazing.
Why did I look at you like that? Was dirty. I love it when shit spins around and stays up.
Do you just want to like, what I'm thinking of is one of those balls that like you can stand in.
Yes.
And you hold onto the bars and you can roll around.
I did
that,
when I was a kid.
What is it called? Is it a human gyroscope?
A human gyroscope. Okay. Yeah, they had that at the kids' Christmas party at BC Till at the Plaza of Nations every year. So when I was a kid, like, my parents would take me, and they paid, like, $10 for me to go in there and get my picture taken.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
I wanted to barf so bad.
Well, now that you brought it to children, I would, like, you wrecked my thing. As I was going, what if you fucked in one of
those? Oh my God!
I think my dick would fall off.
I was gonna say, like, when did they stop doing that? 1992, after the first kid had their fucking first concussion?
Yeah, probably.
Like, what?
Because you have to really brace yourself
for
that.
Yeah, and
like...
you put children in there? The people with the worst upper body strength? That's the dumbest thing you could do.
That is old people have pretty poor upper body strength, too.
Okay, fair enough. I also can't lift anything over 50 pounds.
A doctor told me. I coming down here today, to go past the Playland that's just, like, gone, it's so busy right now. It's just the absolute height of the summer frolicking, you know, or people are trying to get it in before it ends.
Right.
And some of the shit that they've put in there in the last few years, I'm just like, oh my God, you could not pay me enough. The stuff that costs, like, $60 or $70 to do, like, that's special where they, like, pull you on an elastic and then shoot you into space and stuff.
I never understood why those things cost so fucking much to get on for one time.
Because it's just, like, they can only put on one person at a time, I guess.
But, like, I grew up near Mount Washington on Vancouver Island, and they had one of those bungee jumping things, and that maybe cost, like, $5. Oh. So, I don't know what the
Disney's
doing.
Like, every sixth person would die.
Right,
that's why it was so cheap.
That's, exactly. Well, we had another one at Mount Washington this weekend.
Well, that means this next one's going to be totally safe.
So like statistically speaking, yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus. I used to be so crazy about amusement parks. I haven't been to one in, like, 10 years, probably.
We get free passes because we live near Playland, so you get a free pass to the P&E every year as a resident to be like, we're sorry.
Right, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for all the terrible drunk people.
Yeah. Like, scuffling on my lawn and people parking in my spot.
How dare they scuffle? Yeah.
Teens wrestle on my lawn a lot.
Teens?
What?
Knock it off.
Oh my God.
Teens.
You're talking a lot about teens lately. Today is a teen-centric episode. Oh, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I was with my sweetie last night. We were at OJ's having some drinks because it's very cheap for happy hour.
Okay.
We'd left around 1:40 and he'd biked his bike.
Take your time.
He parked his bike. That took so long. In front of the Fresh Slice by Canby Broadway.
Okay.
He went to go grab it.
OJ's Original Joe's?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry for...
I thought you were like an OJ Simpson star, so I was like, that's not worth the discount.
Okay. He's getting his bike, and a black or dark gray SUV pulls up by us, and it's like, okay, that's kind of weird. Fucking teenagers threw eggs at us. Like, no shit. Like, literally.
You got egged?
We got egged. What? He got one thrown at him. They missed. So he got mad and, like, tried to give chase because the intersection was red. They sped off. And we were like, okay, that sucked. Like,
teens
that was,
in a van?
Yeah, teens in a van. Like, a nice van, too. So you know they're rich kids. And they're just being shitty little fucking... And they're lobbing eggs at people. So we were like, okay, let's just get our bike and go home. They lapped around the block to come back and hit us again.
No. Did you get any egg on
you? Did
you
get the license
plate? I got egg on me. We didn't get the... This is the... I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but I'm going to do it anyways. just because it was, he got hit by the egg the second time, and the car, like, was slowing down to laugh at us, because they're fucking shitty kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got so upset that he started chasing them on his bike down Broadway, chased them into the parking lot behind the SkyTrain station, and, long story short, he threw his bike at the car. And didn't get the license plate. That's what I was angry
about.
Oh
my God. That's great.
And just like, first of all, I don't think I would have been as upset if it was like just shitty normal kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but shitty rich kids.
Shitty rich kids. That's what really bothered me because they were in like a BMW 4-door. And just, apparently they, like, also hit a homeless guy, so they were clearly targeting people who were out late and
homeless people and sex workers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the shittiest thing. Like, I heard about people in my high school, like, we went downtown and threw pennies at prostitutes. I was like, you should die and burn in hell.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, die in a fire.
Like, fully in a fire, in a blaze of not glory,
in a blaze of kerosene, preferably.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's so
don't set yourself on fire unless you're those four kids.
Yes, exactly.
God damn it.
What a weird crime.
What a weird crime.
I've just been wanting to say this. What a weird fucking crime. When I called 911, I was like, I don't think it's an emergency, but I got egged. And they were like, we'll just put you through an emergency. Because apparently, I didn't know about this, but my sweetie and I were talking about this afterwards. There was a bunch of kids from North Van who apparently hit a pedestrian with an egg and blinded somebody with an eggshell. Apparently there was notices all over town.
That's
about
some sharp
that.
Fucking
Is this
shit?
The same kids, I wonder?
That's why, and I got a phone call from the VPD this morning being like, hey, this might be related, so can you give us a statement?
What? Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Yeah, any projectile, especially if you're traveling fast.
Exactly. Like, that was my concern, was like, it could have literally like hit us in the face and like hurt us for real. And
Yeah, because it's, well, I actually don't know know anything about physics, but, like, doesn't the velocity, like, isn't it additive or something in that situation? Like,
yeah,
you're throwing it and you have the speed that the car is
exactly.
going?
Exactly. So it has to travel at the speed it's going. And
so that could be, like, 50 kilometers per hour plus another, like, 30 or something like that, which is, that would hurt very badly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a liquid... And it's messy, and it's dangerous.
Lots of people are allergic to eggs.
Yeah, that too.
And it's going to be, like, throwing peanut at people. Like, throw your penis at people. Don't do this. Don't throw your dick in a circle. I don't even know what that phrase goes
with. What is wrong with you
today? I told you, I'm hungover and I didn't sleep well.
Just the idea
is that
of,
I'm
like,
not good today.
Just the idea of a detachable penis is very, it's like, beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
it would come off like a screw.
Oh,
like,
no. I was thinking those Bratz doll shoes where they just pop off and they have the knob at the end.
Oh my god.
Amazing Foley, Chris. Amazing Foley.
Oh, I'm so proud
good
of
work.
You for that one.
Good work,
that
babe.
Was amazing. For
that's
the
sound your dick makes.
Yeah, that's the sound penises make. For all the 12-year-olds out there that are listening to this.
And they're like, what does a dick sound like?
In case you were wondering.
That's what it sounds like when you screw it on and off.
Yeah.
That's why King Missile wrote that beautiful song about having a detachable penis.
Oh my god.
This is the most scientifically accurate podcast I can tell.
That's why we advertise it as a science
podcast. Yeah,
exactly. Podcast.
It's in the science section on iTunes.
It's not. It's really not. We don't know. We all have degrees in the arts here. I mean, you got a master's in public health.
That's, yeah. It's not science.
Yeah, it's kind of like the art of science.
Yeah, well, because you can get a public health degree,
mm-hmm.
or you can get, like, a master's, like, you can get, like, the, I don't know. There's, like, a master's of science in public health, or you just get a master's of public health, which is a very practical thing. I read a lot of theory, and I told you that for one of my assignments, I drew a picture, right? Like, this is fine.
For one of my assignments in school, I literally made a feather quill pen in class. I paid $900 to take this class,
and we
all sat down and sharpened feathers to make pens.
So that you could write, like, Shakespeare?
Medieval.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was
old
like
English.
Was this like a material cultures class or something?
No, it was just a prof that like does a material, I think her specialty is in material culture, specifically in history of bookmaking.
Because there's, we have a prof in my department, Dr. Paul Dutton, if you need to look him up. He's a medievalist,
mm-hmm.
and he teaches a class on the history of the book, and he brings in like papyrus and wax tablets
and
stuff like that, and everybody gets to touch them, and it's very exciting. You get to do like bookbinding and cool shit like
that.
I mean, that's
that
cool.
Weird. Yeah, like I work in a custom framing shop where people come in to bring in things to be preserved forever,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to the rare collections at UBC where they let you handle the books with your hands.
What? Not
like,
even with the white gloves?
That's apparently it's like a new like trend to just handle things with your hands because white gloves could like remove or add different chemicals or something. It's some kind of thing about like how your hands aren't as like they can't feel as well when you have gloves on.
So you're
to preserve,
rougher with them.
Yeah. So to preserve things, you just should be careful with
you
your fingers.
Wash the hell out of your hands and be real gentle.
Yeah, but then like maybe the natural oils on your hands aren't as like caustic as whatever's on these gloves
right.
or something like that. Hmm.
Long story short, it was just terrifying touching 1,000-year-old pieces of paper.
Okay.
I'm just trying to cut that.
Yeah, like what is it on vellum or is it?
Yeah,
on
they're
parchment?
All vellum because
so
it's
like sheepskin.
Sheepskin, right? Like very thinly sheared sheepskin, something like that. Or, like, animal guts, I think.
The goops from the inside.
Do you want to do anything with, like, restoring or, like, old books or anything like that? Or archival?
Want to be
archival?
Like Lucy Worsley?
I mean, the thing about archival nowadays is that it's all masters, so you can't really do it with a BA in English. You have to get real good grades and go to real good schools to get that training.
Then you can touch all the really good stuff.
Yeah, get to touch all them books. Mm.
If you're a true bibliophile, then that's really what you want to do. It's like, I'm going to fuck that book.
What if you went through like a whole PhD program just to
like,
then, like
just fuck a book?
I'm going to fuck the oldest book anyone's ever fucked.
I'm just thinking of this tweet that was similar where somebody was like, I'm gonna fuck Infinite Jest. And as someone who loves that book, I think that's That's hilarious.
You just gotta do, but you gotta do it where someone can see that you're fucking Infinite Jest.
Because it's Infinite Jest. You can't just read it in private. You have to take it on the bus with you, that's so everyone
favorite,
knows.
That's my favorite thing, is someone with a Nook or like an e-reader is reading a book and they put a post-it on the back that says, I assure you I'm reading Infinite Jest.
Oh, God. People are so embarrassing for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, my God. I like to read the most stupid-looking books in front of other people.
Oh, of course.
Especially when I, like, go places by myself, because then it makes people think I'm really pathetic, but I'm, like, having the time of my life.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Like, yeah.
What's so sad to eat alone?
No. It's that's the best.
With a book?
Yeah.
With a dumb book?
And you don't have to talk to anyone? Oh, brilliant.
This is, like, that is the universal activity of the sea hag.
I go out to eat ramen more often than I should, solely because it's the only one of the few acceptable places to eat alone.
Mm-hmm, because yeah. You're just at a counter.
Right? You're at a counter, you're sitting facing, like, the wall or the kitchen, and it's just, like, you don't talk to anybody, you get your ramen, and you eat. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I love it.
Eating alone is the best. Alone.
Just doing
it's nice to
alone.
Eat with friends, too, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
It's good to spend some time with number one. Jonathan Frakes.
He and I could jam. Trombone-cello duo.
That's what I assume
you know
would
I love
play.
It when you sing.
Oh, you hate it so much. Which is why I do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the most recent book that I finished is, like... It's got such a porny cover as well. It's just, right. like, a woman, like, kneeling uh-huh. in a black dress with, like, gold cords, like, wrapped around her wrists. And it's, like, people, like, you can look at it. It's, like, you're reading something very
oh,
dirty.
Course.
And, like,
yeah.
there's also, like, military strategy in here, too. But, yeah, then also.
Sure there is.
Also,
sure, Jan.
Also, he teased her moist clef with.
Oh, oh don't tease that moist clef.
He found Nema's pearl.
Oh, God. I gotta say, like, the writer's words for clitori is so much
just
worse than Dinks.
Like, yeah. At least with Dinks you can be funny.
Like, throbbing men.
Yeah. But just, like, the words
just
for lady bits.
Her pulsing bud.
Like, I've unironically read My Immortal Beginning to End. Do you know what that means?
That's the horrible fanfic?
Yeah.
We have an episode about fanfiction that
I've,
we did,
I've
and we
finished
read a clip of it.
That entire series.
And
I
was
still
like 70,000 words.
Which is ridiculous,
that's
by the way.
That's a full novel.
That's a full novel. Like, it's genuinely got enough words for that. It's not
black,
good.
Red eyeshadow, black hair, black corset, red skirt. I flipped up my middle fingers at them.
Take a shot every time they say the word black if you want to die.
I don't. I don't want to die. I don't want to die from
God.
That. Yeah, this is a very silly episode.
I feel, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a silly person. It's fine.
Good.
It's
good.
Yeah.
Silly Billies.
It's I like it. Time. It's. I've seen you do stand-up comedy, and your delivery is very dry, so I'm enjoying the silly billiness
the bubbles.
Of this.
I've been trying to do less of the very stale thing on stage because I get the feedback that I seem like a pretty bitch, so... So I've been trying to seem a little bit more relatable by showing everyone that my tooth is crooked just like yours. No, I don't know. I'm just trying to have more fun with it, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's good, because sometimes it's really not fun.
There was this period of time, especially, like, second or third year university, where I was, like, so swamped with school, and I was still trying to do stand-up, and I was just like, oh, I'm miserable. There's no point in getting up, because it's just, like, I look miserable, everyone else is just worried about me, none of these jokes are working, and I haven't written anything new.
Yeah, all my jokes are a cry for help right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you just, like, want to kind of, like, not wake up again? Like, not relatable? Just me? Okay.
I literally have a joke where it's like, you guys ever do a load of laundry just to have something warm to sleep next to at night?
Oh,
I haven't done that in a long time, but, oh, like, you know what I mean? That's where I was.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to reel back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be fun. Trying to be relatable.
I'm a fun Pam.
Yeah, fun Pam.
Fun Pam. The final Pam.
Crazy
is the fun
Pam.
Pam.
Yeah. The final. God.
Oh, Lord.
What a time. Guys,
what a time to be alive.
It's 2017, which is crazy.
It's the 90s.
It's crazy. My brother was born in the year 2000, so he graduates high school.
Ew!
Year, which is crazy.
You have a brother that was born in the year 2000.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's,
yeah.
like, how old my niece is.
Yeah. Like, he's genuinely one of those kids that doesn't remember 9/11.
because he was one.
Right, like one, literally. So it's one. It's weird to me.
God, because, I was in 11th grade.
Yeah. Like, in my head, he's forever going to be, like, 10 years old. Right, like, right. Whenever I see him, I'm like, do you know how to read yet? Do you know long division? He's 17. yeah, now...
Aren't you, like, 22?
Yeah, exactly. So it's even funnier. Now he's doing the whole college thing, and we have very high-pressure parents, so that's been a real fun bonding experience, like, getting to learn who my brother is.
Okay.
At this advanced age. Oh, I love it.
Do you know what he's going to go into?
Computer stuff.
That's probably sensible.
He's a smart boy for real, so.
Okay, smart boy, not for fake.
Not for real. Not like BA smart, but like legit money.
Like
smart.
BSC smart. Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, actually, MSC like, yeah. smart.
Practical skills that can be applied to the real world kind exactly. of smart. Yeah.
Honestly, even if he doesn't go to school for like university, he could probably just end up being a plumber and still make more money than me.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, puppets.
He could be one of those app boys.
Exactly.
App boy.
App apps.
Just make some apps. I hear everybody's doing it these days.
Oh, God.
Just, I don't know how to make an app.
Right?
I don't know.
Apps are... Also, like, I don't like that old people say the word apps now. Is that just... like, real old people, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 45?
No, like... just kidding. I had a lady come into our work, and she was like, can you help me open the Google app on my phone? It was the sweetest thing, and I also realized that the sound of an old woman saying the word app made me very disgusted. Like, I hate modern English. You know, like, just realizing how stupid some words sound?
Yes.
It's the worst.
Neologisms?
No.
They can be very distressing. I've allowed it to sort of just wash over me at this point. Yeah. I'm just like, that's the zeitgeist.
Sure.
That's where we're going. What's the phrase lately that's been
vocabulary
like...
Vocabulary is just off the chart right now. Neologisms and zeitgeist.
I just like to be as unrelatable
real
as possible.
Real SAT words over here.
I love it.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, exactly. Dickish.
I'm trying to remember something that, like, a saying that really... grinds my gears or something. Mm. Like, there's definitely some new phrasing that I just like. I just hate it when... Just straight up hate it whenever somebody says the word triggered sarcastically.
Oh.
I think that's something that really, like, just is an immediate, like, even if they're a cool person that's right. making a good joke, yeah. I'm just like, I'll slap you. I want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as people who actually do get triggered sometimes.
Yeah, well, sure, yeah. for sure.
And it's funny for us when we joke about it, but when they're like...
We're allowed to.
Yeah, we're allowed to.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
It's okay when we joke about it because it's our experience.
Yeah.
But there are fucking, just like the worst kind of dude bros who just like will comment on pictures of girls' butts and be like, oh, triggered. It's like, you literally don't even know what that word means.
Trigger your boner?
Yeah, trigger your fucking boner. Like, a breeze could trigger your boner, Jeremy. Go back home.
Damn it, Jeremy. Get your life together.
Put it all together. Put it in a box and ship it off somewhere because I don't want it. One of my favorite tweets that I read this week was from Craigslist Love, and it just said...
the most pure love exactly. that there is.
It was, I already know 5 straight men, and I don't need to know anymore, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I'm my top motto. 8 is filled in.
Yeah, it's done.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Not about to switch to top 40 for you.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like that's a representative sample.
Yeah.
You know one Chad, you know every Chad.
It's statistically significant.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. What a time.
I don't believe straight men really exist.
No, they're all a myth.
Do you know why? It's because literally, like, every straight man I know recently, not even recently, like, in the last year, as I talk more about, like, being bi on stage and stuff, and I'm being really open about it, and, like, talking to people about it if they want to hear about it, mm-hmm. so many guys have, like, told me about times that they've, like, kissed guys, or sucked dicks, or been like, I wanted to. They just, like, want me to be like,
yeah, validate
cool.
it somehow, yeah. yeah.
It's because, like, oh, I touched a dick. I'm like, that is so, I'm so proud of you. Like, and they're like, they really, really want that. They're just like, yeah, I want you to think that I'm a cool
if straight white guys are really worried about being stereotyped as straight white guys, and they're just like, you know, it's not fair, we're not getting a fair shake, just suck a dick, and you'll be way more
just
interesting.
And tell me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let
this
every,
is not a complaint. I
want
to hear
the world
about everything.
Know. Take a picture, take a video, let us know.
Look,
don't submit
just,
it to here.
Seriously, guys, gals, anybody, if you do some gay shit, and you don't normally do gay shit, and you want to tell someone about it, you can tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me about your gay shit.
Chagsmailbag@gmail.com. Oh, no, we're going to get so many dick pics.
Tell us about that gay shit you like to get up to. even if you're shy.
That primo it's anonymous. Homo stuff.
Yeah. Primo homo. Yes, homo.
Oh my god.
I love it. No, it's great. I say it's a really lovely thing, and I'm just like, oh, it's nice that people trust me that much, but it's nice that they also want my approval of their, like, they're like, I'm not boring, right? I'm like, no.
No, sweetie, you're okay.
No, you're cool. Yeah. You're cool. Yeah. As long as you, like, if somebody is grossed out by, like, thinking of the person of their gender identity as naked, as yucky or something, like, if they think that's gross, that's very immature.
Yeah, like, take a look at your own fucking body before it's, you judge.
Just be neutral on things that don't turn you on.
Yeah. Just leave it.
Unless it's super gross, like poop or something. Then you're allowed to be sicked out. Yeah. I like to make rules about things in this podcast.
Don't kink shame, Katie.
No kink shaming.
What if kink shaming is my kink?
Everything implodes. We all go back to amoebal states.
Oh, the world just crashes like it's a Matrix.
Yep. Yep, and I'm that guy with the white guy with the white dreadlocks.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Don't, they're bad.
No, I figured, yeah.
God bless the Wachowskis.
I saw, like, some hot pictures of Keanu Reeves as, like, a young man.
I saw them,
like,
too.
Yeah, kissing another dude, and it was really hot. So, that's good. Even Keanu Reeves has had some time.
Sure,
like,
Kiss a boy.
Girls like it also.
Yeah.
It's this idea, it's like, I'm a dude, I love to watch two chicks make out. Like, it goes both ways, trust me.
Yeah, dude, like...
It's not universal, but a lot of us are down.
I don't think I would necessarily even be turned on. I would just be fascinated by watching, like, two very straight men making out. That would just be like, what's going on there? What is...
Have you seen Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
There's a sex scene between Michael Ian Black and Bradley Cooper in the movie.
Oh my god.
And it's like, the movie's all played for laughs. The sex scene is the most, like,
tender.
Beautiful, tender, it's literally lovemaking.
Amazing!
And they're fucking in the sports shed, and like, balls are falling off the wall, and he's just like, she's just railing them. And they're loving it, and it's great. And then they, you know, they go through, like, Bradley Cooper is in the second series, and then he's not in the third one. They replace him with Adam Scott and then say that he got a nose job. No one can even tell that you fixed your deviated septum, sweetie.
It's fine.
So, yeah, they're
I heard, like, an interview with Michael Ian Black recently that where he talks about it, and he's like, it was an interesting experience to, like, do, like, a really sincere love scene with a guy. And he's like, you just have to commit.
Yeah.
And he was like, and it was really tender and lovely.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah. It's
being
fine.
Being gay is okay. Kids.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, like, hey, guys, talk to women. We've had lots of sex with people that was, like, not particularly erotic.
Yeah, so.
And we just dealt with it, so it's fine too, for our pleasure. Just kidding. This is a terrible, terrible list of things to say to people. It's super hot in here.
It is getting pretty
sweaty.
Should
we take a little break?
Take a little break.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
We're back. We're disappointed in Katie. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, because I'm the fucking master of puns.
Oh. Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good. Don't be mad. Don't hate. Appreciate.
Yeah.
Or good. Something like
game
that.
Game recognize game? No, that's not. That doesn't apply.
That's from the podcast, too.
Sure. It's also just a saying in the world.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard it outside of that one single context.
Oh my god.
That's how much I don't get out, it turns out.
Yeah.
I feel that, yeah.
Pam. Is your name actually Pamela?
No,
It's just Pam.
Yeah, just Pam.
I was like, you can't be a Pamela.
No, which is even better because when I moved around a lot as a kid, and when we finally settled back in Canada after an extensive period of moving around, we settled in Comox, BC, hometown of Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
One fucking
place
on Earth.
Well, technically she's from Ladysmith.
Yeah, all right, Ladysmith. Did she graduate from your fucking high school? I didn't think so.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
You had a legacy to live up to. No.
I went to her high school.
Oh, my God.
I literally, every day, would see a picture of, like, her from 80-whatever in a cheerleading uniform, because that's what she did in high school.
Of course.
Yeah, and just...
I always forget that she's not only Canadian, but from BC.
She has a property in town, and, like, by the beach, like, literally 2 minutes from the beach, you can see it from the bottom of the cliff, like, looking up. It's crazy. She's got a lot of money, people forget. Yeah, also...
You got a soft spot for her.
I don't think there's anything wrong with her. I think that she's just misguided and thinks that veganism is sexy.
Right, because she's PETA something?
Yeah, well, she's...
PETA's dumb.
PETA's dumb, for
veganism
sure.
Veganism can be sexy.
Yeah,
if the right,
like,
person's doing
but
it.
But PETA veganism, really?
No.
Like, the weird PETA... fucking... Do you remember that ad she did, like, several years ago with, like, the cabbage leaves covering her boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a treatment for mastitis.
It is.
What?
If you have, like, And that's, like, breastfeeding specific, like, when you
Chris
have an...
Chris is a doula.
I was a doula.
Was
I couldn't,
a doula. You
I couldn't
could swim. If you... Well, not legally, baby, but... you could.
No, but there's no legal anything with doulas. There's
if you're
no,
stuck in an elevator with someone,
yeah,
you
yeah,
could
yeah.
doula.
There's no licensing required. Right. I did have a certification from an international body, but I let it expire. But you don't need that to practice.
Right.
At all. Because it's, like, it's just private. You take private clients. There's no insurance. You don't need to register.
Right.
Right.
I did, yeah. I think I told the story of, like, when I was with my friend... I guess a year and a half ago, helping with her baby, they were just like, excuse me, like, are you actually a doula? I was like, I'm not very good at it anymore, apparently. I was not breathing
I'm
at the right time.
I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, that's not really what you want to hear your, like, Amazing. Birthing partner talk about. Like, I haven't done this in a really long time, but I have seen, like, 10, so that, like, should.
I've been watching some YouTube videos lately, guys.
But yeah, you put cabbage leaves on your boobs, it helps draw out some of the swelling and stuff like that.
All right, well, Pamela mm-hmm. Anderson was
I don't
not
know.
Pregnant in this picture.
Yeah.
No, she's vegan. Very sexy.
She's
vegan.
Just being a sexy vegan. But yeah, that's where I'm from, I guess.
It's
weird.
From Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, it's from Pamela Anderson.
You came out of her, and here you are.
But yeah, so you were saying that you're Pam and not Pamela.
Yeah.
And so did anyone, like, make connections and you had to, like... defend against that a lot, or it was just fine? Nobody just, really made a big deal of it.
Doesn't matter
okay,
to
good,
me, I
great.
Guess. It's one of those things where it's like, I mean, like, I'm gonna say no, but if you're gonna be an asshole, that's a very minor thing to be an asshole about.
Fair.
So, yeah. Whatever. That's not bad. It's like, oh, Pam, like, Pamela, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, you're comparing me to a really successful and beautiful woman. Cool, thanks.
Yeah. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
For sure. And especially, too, because, like, visually, nothing similar to Pam. And I know the listeners think that I'm this beautiful 6-foot-tall blonde woman, but I'm 5'6", like the rest of humanity, so.
It's like, it's kind of like a median point between the two of us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're our child.
Yeah, thank you.
We made you,
I love
somehow.
It. I love
it doesn't make any sense.
I love being everybody's child. This is the yeah. benefit to starting comedy when you're 19, is that everybody just wants to hug you and hold you.
Yeah, yeah. I started comedy after you, and I'm still like, my daughter. My beautiful daughter. My beautiful child.
And I
so
appreciate
what made
so
you get
much.
Into stand-up, Pam?
Oh, my God.
You actually don't have to. That's
no,
not that kind of podcast.
I... And I've also covered it on my podcast
okay.
for over an hour, which was excruciating,
great.
Actually.
We'll just link to that.
Yeah,
then.
So it'll be fine. But yeah, now I do stand-up, and I live in Vancouver, and it's a fun time.
It's a good time. When did you move to Vancouver?
I moved here 3 years ago for university.
Okay.
So I moved for the school. I lived out at UBC for a while, which I do not recommend unless you go there.
Yeah.
It's kind of the worst.
Yeah, it's a little bit... isolated from everything else.
Yeah, and then after I left UBC and moved out of my own place, I started doing comedy, and yeah, I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Excellent.
It's a good time. It's a good time activity.
It's the best worst thing.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just lighting yourself on fire for 5 minutes every night for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, oh, I feel all nice and warm.
Right?
It's great.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, I'm on fucking fire!
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, oh God, the summer's been so grody for doing, because like not every place is air conditioned.
No, and that, and like the sun's up. That's the
and
real
so nobody's
problem.
There.
Yeah,
so nobody
nobody
shows
goes
up.
There,
like, sun's up, so everyone's at the beach.
Sun's
or
out, guns
they're either
out.
Still at the beach
patio.
Or they've been at the beach all day and
yeah,
they're too drunk
too
to come
groggy.
Out or too sunstroke.
Exactly.
They've sunburnt their ding-dongs and hoo-has down at Wreck Beach,
yeah.
So they can't. Your face. Like, I just keep disappointing you today.
What is it about Wreck Beach that everyone... Like, I lived out there. I lived... in a building behind the beach.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't do those 451 steps. I've counted.
You just go slow up there.
No.
No.
The last time I went up, I don't even remember going because it... I think it was a bonfire in February of first year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we all got shit-faced, and I don't remember getting back to my... I woke up, and I was like, why do my knees hurt? Oh, yeah, the stairs.
The 451 stairs.
Yeah, that you did at 2 a.m. with no regard for your knee health.
Oh, my God. Why would you even go there if it's the middle of winter and you can't be nude?
Because you're 18 years old.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it's isolated, and
yeah.
You can kind of get away with it in the wintertime.
That's true.
Children love doing trouble things in bad weather.
I haven't been to Wreck in, like, 5 or 6 years, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't... It's not a great swimming beach. It's just for hanging. True. Yeah.
It's when the tide's up, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's everything in high tide is lovely.
Right.
But, like, I just love it because I just like being naked in the sun.
Yeah. it's a good time.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And that's kind of the only place you can do it in the city.
I wish I could just, like, hem in my balcony so I could just, like, be nude on that.
You could.
I legally can be naked on my balcony. It's just, like,
private property.
You can really see into my balcony from other balconies, right. And it is glass.
It's clear, but just hang a couple sarongs along the, or, like, get some rattan.
If they're looking into your place, that's their fucking problem.
You're so right.
I think you should just be naked on your balcony and just give some people the joy of it. Like, you won't be able to tell if anyone's looking.
You're gonna make at least, statistically, you're gonna make at least 2 13-year-old boys very happy.
Wow, they've got weird tastes if that's the case. Yep. I want to see an overweight lesbian muppet naked. That's just what I want. Well, is it okay if she's bisexual? Yeah, but she better look super gay.
Not just regular gay, super gay.
It's just a refined taste that you, like, get a taste for, usually when you're older. It's like dark chocolate or fine whiskey.
Dark chocolate, fine whiskey, lesbian, same difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, disaffected bisexual Muppets.
When I lived in the West End, a lot of people would sunbathe naked on their balcony, and it was just great. Yeah. Like, just do your thing.
Yeah.
And if I see you, then it's fine. Sure. Yeah. If you see me, it's fine. Yeah. Like,
just be cool. Like, don't be a fucking prude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be cool.
Just be cool.
Yeah. I got to sunbathe, like, on the Nanaimo River in the nude. That was really nice. It's all just, like, hot rocks. You just lie there.
Like a marine iguana or something.
Yeah.
So what else suns itself in a hot rock?
Some kind of a lizard or like some kind of a cold-blooded creature.
No, you're a sea mammal for sure, but it's like sometimes in the summer you're a lizard. You know.
Sea lions. They bask, they just like raise their heads.
You're a basker. For sure you're a basker.
Yeah. Real summer basker. Mm-hmm. I get that, I'm, like, allergic to heat. I can't deal with it. And this entire summer's been so bad for me. Just cause, like,
it's been rough.
It's just, I can't deal with, like, you know that feeling when it gets really hot and when you have longer hair, your hair sticks to the back of your neck, and it just makes me want to vomit every time. I can't do it. Anytime.
This other side of having short hair means that your hair can't trap moisture, so it just runs down my neck and, like, down into my bra constantly. I'm a very sweaty person, which is disgusting, I'm sorry, but but I guess it means that everything's working properly.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Your body isn't holding it in and poisoning you, so good job, body.
Thanks, body. You disgusting thing. Just emit grossness at all times and keep me alive.
At least you're sweaty and not, I'm a secretor. I've heard someone describe this.
Oh, Lord. What?
I've heard someone describe this.
No. My skin just all fell off just now. I peeled spontaneously like a banana.
Oh, God. Like, no, there was like a change in the taste of the air as soon as you said that word.
Ugh. It's like a metallic tang.
Yeah, like pennies.
Like an old flash pan.
It's like you guys all bit the inside of your cheeks in disgust.
Ugh. Ugh. God. Yes, the phrase, the word secrete or secretions are not, not good words. They're
not even once. Not even once. Honestly.
Not even once. I loved it, though.
So
it was one of those things, like watching a horror movie. Like, it was so viscerally upsetting that I liked having a physical reaction to it.
Oh, God. I read a good tweet lately that was like, you know, I love Leonard Cohen. He's a wonderful man, but he 100% would have had the word sapiosexual in his Twitter profile, like his dating profile.
Holy shit.
Some
that's
of our
beautiful.
Heroes.
Do you know how much effort it's taking for me to not, like, sing a fake Leonard Cohen song right now? God. You told me not to sing anymore.
Well,
so
if it's gonna be good, then you can.
Oh shit!
No, she's leaving.
Roasted. Oh god.
She did leave the room.
I came back. I can't commit to a bit very well.
It's our podcast now, Pam.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it.
Oh
I love
my god,
the
guys.
Good riffs.
So Pam. Pam. So, Pam. Yes. Not Pamela. Mm-hmm. Never Pamela.
Thank you.
Where were you born?
I was actually born here in New Westminster at the Royal Columbian Hospital.
Oh. So was I.
Oh my god. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But then you moved around a crap load?
Yeah. My dad for a while was like a consultant for Deloitte, which is a big consulting company. They're like a big deal.
They're in accounting people.
Yeah.
They
did
the audit of my old workplace when there was a lot of embezzlement. It was great.
Cool stuff.
So he used to travel a lot to do that, and we eventually At 4 years old, we moved to Los Angeles. That's where my brother was born.
City of Angels.
Crazy. He's American. So jealous.
Does he have...
three citizenships.
What?
He has to give up his Korean one. We'll discuss that in a minute.
Okay.
So he was born in Los Angeles. We lived there for a year. And then we moved to South Korea, where we lived for 3 or 4 years. I went to school there. And then we moved back to Canada because living in Korea is A, expensive, and B, really hard to get ahead in life because social mobility and Asia's hard, etc. So we moved back
to... Did you just say Asia's hard?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is, because everyone... there's so many old people. They're all old. Everyone's old.
People refuse to die there.
Yeah. It's a very old. So... you know what I mean?
Totally. Japan's very old, too.
Yeah,
Japan and Korea have a similar problem with a very strong work culture.
Very strong work culture.
Very strong social mobility, like you said. Being attractive is really important.
Not a lot of social security nets, too. That's the other thing.
So you just have to keep working
until you die.
Korea is obsessed with getting married. People really... Marriage is super important there, whereas in Japan, it's not so much. Nobody really cares anymore. I don't know about babies, but getting married is such a big deal. If I can... determine that exclusively by the selection of Korean dramas available on Netflix. It's always like, married to my boss!
Yeah.
Married to my boss also!
Yeah.
Oh, should I marry my boss?
Yeah. Everyone's getting married. It's crazy.
To their boss. Or they become the boss, and then they, an about face, they marry an underling. But can it work? Find out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we
moved. So it's very old there. So it's tough to move back.
So we moved back because we had citizenships, and that was the whole plan to move here eventually.
Yeah.
Lived out in Surrey for a year, and then we moved into Vancouver Island, where we stayed for 10 years.
Wow.
Too long.
Too long. And now you're here.
Now I'm here, which is crazy.
And we're so grateful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Like, oh my god, like, thank you, Asuma.
Natasha Leggero, thank you so much.
The tiniest woman in comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when did you go up for the first time? I know that's not exciting to ask, but I'm curious. Because I didn't know that you'd been doing it for 3 years. 3 years?
Two and a bit. Two and a half-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. I started 2015 May.
Okay.
At 12 Kings. Yeah. Yeah, that's when I started. I wrote before that. I was taking Charlotte Demers' comedy writing class at UBC.
Because it's elective. I've always wanted to take that class.
Wonderful class. Super, super easy. Like, the one... I got a 90% and I didn't show up for the last month.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, very easy. Super elective-y class. And Charlie just talks about, like, old comedy influences. Vaudeville, radio,
He's
TV.
He's the best.
He's so great. He's the nicest guy ever.
This is like the Charlie Demers fan podcast.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. he told me where to do spots for the first time ever. It's like 12 Kings, Kino, Laugh Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that I go and ask Graham Clark for a spot at Laugh Gallery for my first time, and I almost laughed in his face. So.
I've definitely seen people do one of their first sets at Laugh Gallery, and it's always so painful.
So painful, because that's the show where you want to impress Graham. That's it.
Oh my god, I'm so glad that the first time I ever went up there, I had a really good set.
Exactly.
And then the second time I went up, I ate absolute shit.
Same, yeah, because the second time you got cocky.
No, I was sick. I had a fever. And I was sweating so much when the stage light hit me that I was just like,
right,
I'm going to die. And then I just had a terrible set. Like, people just were like, please go home, we're so worried about you.
Oh no.
Oh,
I literally had sweat pouring down my face. Past guest Justin O'Hearn was there and was like, you should really go home. Like, we all just feel sorry for you at this point.
That sucks. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You don't want people to feel bad.
No, yeah. There was a month my first year in comedy where I had strep throat and I just brought, like, a sock to mic so I could cover the microphone for other people.
That is hilarious.
That was the level I was at because I was sick and I was like, I don't have anything else going on with my life, so I might as well just do this.
That is one negative thing about comedy is that we will often say that you should go up to the exclusion of all other things.
Right?
Like, how about your health? Oh, it does not matter.
Who cares?
Not important at all.
Oh, you got work at 6 o'clock tomorrow? Why not stay for the 2 a.m. spot? It's like, this is insane.
Why don't you perform for four people?
Yeah.
You hate you.
At 1 a.m.
I thought you were going to say the worst thing in comedy is sharing a microphone with all those gross people.
I mean, for a while I was getting sick pretty easily from the open mic mics, but for some reason book shows have less diseased people on them, it seems.
It's almost like the riffraff gets sorted out.
Would it be the most pretentious thing to bring your own microphone to a comedy show? But like,
I'd be like, oh, hi, Todd Glass, we're so glad you're here. Yeah.
But like, as a musician, like, I bring my own mic to everything.
Yeah, but musicians are, yelling and spitting into their things.
Yeah, like, I have to, like, eat the mic to sing, but when you're doing stand-up, you can at least hold it a little farther away from your face.
Sometimes I hold it so close to my mouth.
Yeah, I know, it's, like, gross.
But I also, but not everyone's Simon King, right? So, like, we can't all just, like, hold it here and expect the sound to travel.
Yeah. You gotta actually use it for what it, like...
I do remember...
You're supposed to put, like, right up to you anyway.
Hannibal Buress is the one who has the joke about, he had a joke about touring with a band one time, and the band brought their own mic. Specifically, they brought a special mic for the lead singer to put his ass against or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, a real joke that he had, and he was like...
I remember that.
And there was, like, he was joking about the request from other comedians, like, hey, I don't want to talk into the butt guy's mic.
I don't want to talk into the butt mic.
With, like, his bare butt?
No, I don't think so, but, you know, like... The proximity and band when you're touring, it's gross and sweaty and...
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
So it's very disgusting.
I can see why he wrote that joke. Mm.
Any kind of performing art where you can tour around and do it is always gross.
Mm-hmm. Like, touring just being on the road.
Being with other people and moving about the world is gross.
It's awful.
It's hard.
You shouldn't do it.
No.
God bless our ancestors for crossing whatever.
The Beringia Land Bridge.
Oh, yeah, I had that dream about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that it froze up again?
Yeah, I had a dream that the water levels rose, like, so, like, polar ice caps melted or whatever, there was, like, major flooding, and so a lot of sea level rose, but yet it was still cold enough for, like, the land bridge to, like, freeze over to, like, Greenland, but then there was all these tunnels underneath that, like, connected underwater to, like, Iceland and some other stuff, and there was a whole underground continent, kind of Atlantis-y.
All ice? Or?
Well, no, it was, like, dirt underneath, like, and it was all, like,
in the dream.
A landmass, yeah.
I'm like, is this actually real?
No.
You have dope dreams.
This is, like, the best dream I've ever had, I literally wrote the whole thing out, and it was a whole page.
Seriously.
That's really cool.
So I kind of want to make it into, like, a short story or something like that, but there was, like, it involved, like, something that kind of felt like I've heard people's DMT trips described. There was, like, a purple lady that guided us. Anyway, it was pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, I need to hear more about this, like, when it's not on podcast and you're describing a dream. You can describe a dream to me, but we don't want anybody else to think that we think dreams are cool or something.
This was pretty dope, but it
that sounds like a dope dream. I would be down.
Yeah.
I hear that actually smoking pot a lot makes you dream less, and I was like, that's probably why I don't dream very much. But this morning, I woke up at, like, 8, and then I went back to sleep because I went to bed at like 4 because I'm an idiot. And I dreamt that I was just sitting like in a cafe in France or something, and Jeff Goldblum kept going by me on a bicycle. Like, he just kept winging by on like an old time bike in
just
like a really nice tailored suit.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, that's nice.
I mean, that sounds like living your best life right
now. Yeah, I mean, if I saw Jeff Goldblum on a fancy bike, I'd be like, sure, he's living his dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that was like, that's the closest I've had to a cool dream lately.
I feel you.
I don't dream much.
I've been having really weird, unsettling dreams. They're not, like, bad, it's just I've been having dreams where I've realized I'm in the dream, and I start to kind of, like, do that thing where you, like, have lucid dreams.
And kind of controlling some elements?
No, but here's the thing is that I'm not controlling anything, but I keep asking people weird questions, like can't you, don't you know, like, this is a, and everyone in the dream will be very cool. It's like, just hang out. Just be cool. It was very, and I woke up, and I was like, that sounds murdery. That sounds like I'm gonna get murdered by a poltergeist next week.
Just be cool.
Just be cool. They were like so relaxed. Yeah.
Just be cool about this weird dream thing. Like, relax.
What if it was an alternate reality, though? I always think about that one.
Right?
Like, when you're dreaming, are you actually going somewhere else?
Yeah.
And, like, everyone else is there, too, and they're just like, just fucking don't wreck this for me, Pam. Like, I'm trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And you're here questioning our reality.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come
everyone's
on.
Acting like I just burst the bubble.
Yeah,
it's
too
crazy.
Analytical for this realm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get out of the dreaming time. Get out of here.
Come on, you're harshing it for everybody.
Apparently, I'm the buzzkill even in my own fucking dreams. I love being a Capricorn.
Oh, yay.
What's your birthday?
January 10th, 1996.
Mm-hmm. What a tiny baby angel.
Tiny little baby.
That was a good year. Many good albums came out that year. A friend of mine is hosting a in December of this year, he's hosting a Big Shiny party for the anniversary, 20th anniversary of the release of Big Shiny Toons 2.
Of Dear course. Lord.
So he's encouraged everybody to come dressed up as your favorite 90s music video, mm-hmm. or how you looked in the 90s.
Nice.
So you'd be in, like, a baby onesie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a tiny lily.
I just need to shave my head and get a onesie. I'm done.
You're good to go.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
And for me, I'd have to get, like, giant Costco men's pants and a big Costco men's flannel and then a Nirvana t-shirt.
Of course, yes.
And just be, like, the worst hair ever. Just, like, long brown mouse hair with one spot shaved because I have a cowlick and I would constantly shave it.
Amazing.
And braces. Amazing. And, like, a mouthful of metal, you know? Just, like, a really good, sexy time for everybody.
Exactly.
I just want to come dressed up as the woohoo.
You're literally, you're just a speech bubble that says woohoo. Chris, that's perfect.
Holy shit!
I think we're done. I think we're done here.
Yeah, this is the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anything to plug coming up? This is actually coming out tomorrow. Oh. So if there's anything that's like, or no, 2 days from now? Whatever.
I don't know.
Tomorrow. Well, I mean, I'll upload it tomorrow.
Yeah, do whatever. Tomorrow I'm actually in Victoria performing at, closing out Ratfish Comedy.
Oh, cool.
$5, 8 p.m., please come.
At what?
It's at Ratfish Comedy, it's at the Ramada in Victoria. If you live there, you'll probably know what
the
that
Ramada?
Means. Ramada?
Ramada? You're saying Ramadan, I think.
I don't know.
Like the hotel?
I don't know, the hotel,
the Ramada. It's like the Ramadan Hotel, you know? It faces Mecca. It's very nice. They don't serve food during the day at all.
All right. So it's at the Ramada Hotel in Victoria on Gorge Road.
We're pretentious assholes. Anyway.
After that, I'm at the Comedy Mix on Tuesday performing for their Pro-Am night. Nice. That's at 8:30, $8. Please come watch. I really need people to say good things about me to the manager so that I can move on up in the world.
I'll put you on my next comment card.
Oh, thank you so much.
Show me Pam Choi!
Oh, that's all I need, guys. Follow me on Twitter, Pam Y Choi, PamYChoi. Follow me on Instagram, same thing. Don't friend me on Facebook because then I'll call you weird on my Twitter.
I love it. That's great. You got anything?
Yeah, my band Everybody Kiss has our very last show. What words am I saying? It is a very last minute thing before our keyboard player moves to Norway. So that is Monday night, which would be
tomorrow night.
So the 28th of August at the Princeton Pub. It's Everybody's Kiss. Everybody Kiss Farewell Kiss.
Aww.
Yeah.
So it'll cute.
So it'll be great.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm on a show. I'm unfortunately also booked tomorrow night, so I can't go to your show.
It's okay,
I'm
you've on seen us play before.
I'm on at the, is it, I don't know if it's the Lido or the Lido?
The Lido.
Lido, I'm doing this.
It's like Ramada.
Oh, yeah. I see.
All right, guys. All right.
It's on Cole Nowicki's show. I can't remember the title of it, but I'm excited about it. It's like a storytelling show.
Fine.
It's called Fun. That's why I can't remember, because it's just Fine with a period.
It's very hipster,
storytelling.
So, yeah, I mean, and Chris James is on it. Past guest Chris James is on the show, too. So, yeah, so I'll just go and do some stand-up there, and then apart from that, I don't really have anything booked. I mean, we're Big Rock's coming back end of September with Gavin Clarkson is going to be my co-runner now.
Pretty
so
good.
It's going to be good.
Who's your headliner?
Our headliner is Simon King, actually.
Good.
We'll calibrate the audio accordingly.
It'll be a guaranteed fun time. Simon's a wonderful person, and you can probably just sit him in front of Mike and just let him go for like 2 hours.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, not for 2 hours. It's like, you just do as much as you want, and I'm just going to tell people to leave when they feel like it.
He's so funny.
He's a very nice man. I really like him as a person. He's been very lovely to me.
And it's just like, just watching him work is like incredible. And when I had him on my podcast, that was the longest episode we ever did. 2 hours.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was great.
Your podcast is still not running, but people can have the archives?
Yeah, sure. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and Podbean. It's called Killing the Room, the comedy podcast about bad comedy. I only laugh because last time I said it, I said the bad comedy podcast and it stopped. So
it's just a bad comedy podcast. It's just like this one. Yeah. It's a bad comedy podcast because we're not very funny a lot of the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Speak for yourself. Just kidding.
get up and leave again. No,
I only think that I'm funny because I don't actually do it in front of people. I'm just quippy in our podcast studio where it's safe.
It's fine.
Safe and sheltered.
In the womb. Yeah. In the safe womb.
This is the safe zone.
Exactly. Yeah.
With all our friends.
All right, so you don't get triggered.
Yay. This is really fun, Pam.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is
your delight. And
I try.
We'll see everybody next week on the Old Sea Hags podcast.
Yeah. Bye. Pretty fun.